Welcome back to Locked On Spurs, right here on the Locked On NBA Network, and I'm your host, Jeff Garcia of News 4 San Antonio Spurs Zone. San Antonio Spurs and the Houston Rockets will face off tonight in another preseason matchup where your Spurs, with their 3 right now, winless. They'll be playing in Houston, and if they do play, that'll be the Spurs' first look at the new dynamic duel in Texas, that is Westbrook and Harden. More on that later. Also, the San Antonio Spurs released some Fiesta gear. No, it's not what you think. But basically, is this a sign of things to come? Could the Spurs be signaling that a jersey could be coming that all fans want? To do that and more, I am joined by my good friend. He is the host of the Two Shots podcast, another Spurs podcast, Joe Garcia. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs.
Thank you for having me on, Jeff. Always a pleasure being a regular contributor for the Locked On Spurs podcast. And I got to tell you, Jeff, I'm excited. Could this actually be the year we get Fiesta gear?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because let's just dive right into it. The San Antonio Spurs released their Fiesta theme gear. Now, they didn't say it was the Fiesta gear. We're just saying that because it reminds everybody of the 1990s colors, the alternate colors, which was, Joe, I think it was like a light blue, a pink, and an orange, something like that, right? I know there's specific colors, but that's
the
gist of it.
Fuchsia, magenta, orange.
Well, basically, the Spurs created this limited edition apparel, and it has that 90s retro color splashed everywhere, from girls' leggings to a baseball jersey. It's in Spanish. Why is it in Spanish? Because it is in celebration of the team's Hispanic Heritage Night on Saturday, October 26th. Now, obviously, fans are going to want this. A lot of fans have been loving it. That's been the reaction, Joe. I'm pretty sure you've seen that as well. There's the long sleeve T-shirts, just T-shirts, alt logos for the Spurs. It's very nice, and Spurs fans love it. They, for the most part, they like it. There's a few people who don't like it, but we'll say all in all, the majority rules in this case, Joe, and fans love it. Joe, let me just ask you right away. This is a sign of things to come, right? We're finally going to get that Spurs Fiesta-themed jersey, aren't we, Joe?
No, I'm going to be all the Debbie Downer here. I'm going to be like, no, y'all are wrong. I think what's going to happen is the Spurs are giving us the consolation prize. They're going to say, you, the fans, want some Fiesta-colored jerseys and, you know, some Fiesta-colored inspired clothing. Well, here you go. We're going to go ahead and give you this, but we're still going to roll out. You know what they're going to roll out, Jeff? A plain old camo jersey. There you go.
Well, look, it was created, at least for the Spurs say, as a love letter to the culture that is San Antonio, and that San Antonio is full of the Hispanic culture, in which it is. I'm from San Antonio, born and raised, as is Joe. And, yeah, I mean, that's a nice hat tip to the city, and fans appreciate that. Thank you, Spurs. I don't think Joe's on here saying, bad move, Spurs, what you're doing with this gear. I nor am I. But fans, they really want that jersey. Now, Joe, the Spurs have kind of been hinting at something, maybe. This is just my opinion, Joe. You had Media Day. A lot of the photos or some video promos that they shot and it got leaked had in the background and TV screens the retro retro colors. Last season, the Spurs, the Spurs trotted out Fiesta-themed 1990s sneakers for the playoffs. And, like, DeMar DeRozan was showcasing them. Patty Mills was wearing them. You even see the players this offseason and even in training camp when they're off time wearing the retro colors. Joe, you're still saying no, that Spurs jersey or Fiesta-themed jersey is still not going to come this season?
I'm still doubtful, man. I got to tell you. I mean, I would love for them to do that for the culture, for the fans. But this is the San Antonio Spurs we're talking about, Jeff. They always give you the opposite of what you want. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to say, look, we gave the fans this clothing line that has this, you know, Fiesta-colored, inspired Fiesta-colored clothing, you know. Has the colors, in other words, that the fans want. But what they're going to wind up doing, more than likely, what makes sense to me and a lot of other people is that they're going to give us a throwback. But I think it's going to be the throwback to the 80s era where you had George Gervin, you know, with the black jersey with the silver trim, and it just says San Antonio. across the chest, I think that's what we're going to get. This is just the consolation prize. If the Spurs do, in fact, roll out some Fiesta-colored inspired jerseys and finally give the fans what they want, I'm going to be the first one to jump up and down for joy. The only bad downside I can see to that is they need to make this clothing or these jerseys in big boy sizes, because let's face it, we love our tortillas, we like our tacos here in San Antonio, and they need to make some clothing that can fit the raza here in San Antonio, man, because we're a little soft in the middle, my friend.
Well, Joe, you're not soft in the middle, Joe. You're very svelte. I've seen you.
I'm fluffy, man. I'm fluffy.
But look, Joe, if the Spurs do go with the ABA throwback, I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that, that ABA style with the San Antonio spelled out on the front. I am fine with that, and I think that's a close second on what the Spurs fans want out of a retro jersey. I think number one, obviously, they want to see the 1990 color splashed on the jersey somehow, some way. That's number one. I think number two, though, is those ABA jerseys. Is that right, Joe? I think that's a close second.
Yeah, it's a close second. I mean, but it's tasteful. I still like either or.
I prefer the second one. I'll be honest with you. I prefer the ABA look.
I like that. You know, I could dig the ball, too, the red, white, and blue ball. You know, that was awesome.
Well, Joe, you're laying money down right now on this episode of Locked On Spurs that the Spurs are going to trot out the camo jersey again.
Yeah, man, if I have to go and bet right now, if I have to go ahead and say, you know what, Joe, here's $500,000. You can go to Las Vegas right now and make a bet, and more than likely you're going to wind up winning because the Spurs are going to release another camo jersey. Or you can take the high road and, you know, see if you can – maybe double your money if you bet on the Fiesta colored themed jerseys. I'm just like, no, I'm going to take the shirt thing, Jeff, because, I mean, come on, man. How many times have we been down this road where we think it's going to happen finally and you see what everybody else does, and what do the Spurs do? Nope. They pull the rug out from under you and say, this is what you want. And we're like, no, we don't want this. We keep saying we don't want this. And if they roll out, Jeff, a camo jersey that has Fiesta colors on it, it's just going to look like somebody threw up on a jersey with Fruity Pebbles. Don't do that.
He said Fruity Pebbles, everybody. Hey, listen, Joe. Here's the thing. Now, fans that have seen the gear, and you can see that right now on Spurs Zone, News 4 San Antonio, on Fox29SanAntonio.com, it's very vibrant. It's very loud, and it is a retro look, even though they didn't call it the 1990s look. It's going to be on the SpursFanshop.com online Sunday, October 27th. So you can also buy them at the Spurs Fan Shops in San Antonio at La Cantera and obviously online, or if you're at the game at the AT&T Center store. Joe, here's the thing, though. Are you going to get some of this gear? Did any of it attract your eye and say, you know what, I think I want that shirt or that jersey or that baseball jersey?
I mean, it was okay. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm a little on the older side. You know, this is more for the millennials, you know. But, man, if they came out with, like, some Fiesta-colored chones or something, I might be inclined to buy that, or some socks, you know.
And for those of y'all who do not speak Spanish, Joe just basically said Fiesta-colored underwear. That's what he meant.
Underwear, not a thong.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we don't want people to rush out of this episode right now. Imagine you in a thong, Joe.
Oh, man, I'm afraid to think about that myself. I give myself nightmares.
you'll be happy to know that they have sizes small to 3XL in men's clothing. So does that help?
That's right on par with what I was thinking. I'm like, wow. Do you mean they went a step up above 2XL? They like their extra tortilla, you know, or they like that extra taco.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it's all fun and games. And look, if the Spurs do end up pushing out another camo alt jersey, I would not be surprised. I don't think anybody would be surprised. I'd be more surprised if they do bring out the 90s retro look, although the ABA look, the solid black and white, nothing wrong with that. I'm fine with that as well. But look, Joe, they will, down the road this season, have that retro night where they give out the T-shirt that has the Fiesta colors on there. You consider that also another consolation prize as well?
Yeah, it's another consolation prize, but I mean, come on now, man. They hand out the shirts and they're only in one size. They're either large or extra large.
And fans never wear them at the game.
They don't wear the shirts because the shirts don't fit. We need 2XL, not the 3XL. Come on now.
Well, Joe, did you ever get one of those shirts that, at the games, the Fiesta Color T-shirt?
Oh, yeah, I got those. You know,
got
they
those?
Hang up,
okay.
They hang in my closet, you know, because the damn thing don't fit me. I mean, I stopped wearing XL, Jeff, long time ago, brother.
Well, crossing fingers that Spurs fans will finally get their wish this season. Joe saying, you know, cross your fingers all you want. It ain't going to happen. I'm holding out a sliver of hope, considering how the season started with Media Day and, of course, the Spurs gear, the La Cultura apparel collection line, a very limited edition that you can get on October 27th online at SpursFanshop.com. And, of course, at the AT&T Center at the La Cantera Mall. For those of you who are not in San Antonio, that's a big open-door mall at the Spurs Fan Shop. In a second, we're going to continue our chat with Joe Garcia. We're going to be talking about tonight's big matchup, Spurs-Rockets in preseason action. Let's continue our chat with Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast, who pretty much called out San Antonio. I think you did, Joe, for saying that they're kind of on the heavy side.
Oh, we're all on the heavy side here, man. Let's be honest. You know, we outgrew
the He said it, listeners, not me. Joe Garcia said it.
We
at Two Shots Podcast.
I'm being honest, man, because I'm a big boy here. And I see all the people here at the AT&T Center, man. I mean, come on now. We're eating good here in San Antonio. You know, let's not make any mistakes about it. We love our Mexican food. You know, Charles Barkley wants to call us big. I'm big, and I'm happy, and I'm beautiful, so I'm okay with it, man.
Again, that's Joe Garcia at Two Shots Podcast. If you have a bone to pick with him about that, no, it's all fun and games. Joe is just playing. He's just kidding around. Yeah, no. And there's a lot of well-trimmed men and women in San Antonio as well. Joe, the Spurs and Rockets will continue their preseason slate in Houston, where the Spurs are going to be looking to pick up win number one in preseason action. Before we dive into what you want to see out of your Spurs, and no, Joe, you cannot say simply win. You got to get a little more specific than that. Before we dive into that, are you sweating the 0-3 start, or yes or no?
No, I'm not sweating the 0-3 start. I think all the other fans that are ready to, you know, toss the season and just say, oh, what's wrong with the team and why aren't they winning? Y'all need to chill, man. I mean, it's preseason. We haven't even really seen LaMarcus come out and play any minutes, you know, heavy minutes. They're playing with different lineups. They're letting the young guys get some run out there. I mean, they have to do these things because the Spurs have to make some cuts. And they're going to let these younger players go out there and have heavy minutes, especially in the second, third, and the fourth quarters, because they got to make a determination within 8 days, Jeff? They have to cut some people. Somebody's got to go.
Yeah, exactly. And they're just adding more players. The roster now is up to 20 now after they waived Dedrick Lawson. They've added Gillian Robinson Jr., a guard, and Kenny Williams, another guard, to the training camp roster. We all know that they're just simply going to be in Austin with the G League Spurs. I'm with you, Joe. I don't think the Spurs, at least the Spurs fan base, should be sweating this 0-3 start. Look, Damari Carroll said it himself that Popovich is not even worried about it. They just want to find some cohesion, a rhythm, and I think they're doing that. We saw that for the first half against New Orleans. So I think they're going on the right path, and it may be a little scary right now, but let's keep in mind that this is the preseason. These wins, or in this case the losses, don't count whatsoever. Joe, Spurs-Rockets, what is one thing you want to see out of your San Antonio Spurs?
Just some consistency. You know, I think that was the Achilles heel of the Spurs, you know, right now, especially during preseason. You know, they need more consistency. Yes, they do have the starters play limited minutes. I believe DeJounte and DeMar, DeRozan, even Bryn Forbes, they're playing roughly around, 13, maybe 15 minutes apiece. So you're really not going to see a lot of consistency there, but when you have these younger, you know, the younger guys coming off the bench, you have the second unit coming off the bench and playing heavy minutes, you want to see a little bit more consistency there from a defensive standpoint. And also, they need to get something going on from an offensive on the offense, should I say, because they look really stagnant at times. You know, it seems like the first unit will build a lead, mm-hmm. and then the second unit comes in, and then they bring, you know, the younger players in. And for whatever reason, it's not sustainable because it's just, you know, they keep shooting, but the shots just don't fall. It's just, you know, poor shooting nights from then on out. And before we know it, the wheels come off, the Spurs lose again. So they just need to build up a little bit more consistency, maybe move the ball a little bit more. I saw that at times the ball gets stagnant. So that's what I'm talking about when I say consistency.
For me, Joe, I'm saying let's start seeing the Spurs limit those turnovers. Through three preseason games, they're averaging a little over 19 turnovers a game. That's unacceptable. Now, yes, Popovich is putting out different lineups. There's a lot of young kids out there. There's lineups that where the players aren't familiar with one another, and I get that. But there's only two games left in the preseason before wins and losses matter. And they need to start developing that chemistry. I think that 19 turnovers per game in the preseason is a byproduct of that, Joe. You mentioned LaMarcus Aldridge not playing. Rudy Gay didn't play in the last game. The first game, half the squad didn't even suit up. And you look at a guy like DeJounte Murray, he's limited to only 17 minutes per game, at least in the preseason. So, yeah, there's going to be some discombobulation there. But with these last two games, let's start getting some rhythm. Let's get everybody on the same page. Let's cut down those turnovers. Because we know that the Spurs and turnovers don't mix. Well, any NBA team and turnovers don't mix. But in the loaded Western Conference, if they're averaging about 19 per game, Joe, that's unacceptable in the regular season. So for me, to start limiting turnovers and getting some sort of cohesion among those that are going to really be on the roster. Joe, what's something else that you're looking forward to seeing, or at least you're hoping to see out of the Spurs versus Houston?
They need to get a better second unit. I mean, I've seen Coach Pop, you know, he's had Patty Mills, and he's had Jakob Poeltl, and he's had Marco Bellinelli out there, Damari Carroll, you know, and they look kind of slow and lethargic at times, you know, and I know he's playing with different lineups, and, you know, he's trying to see, you know, what unit's really going to gel, but, I mean, you got to give these guys at least a fighting chance. You're slowing down the game too much. I think he needs to go with more of a smaller lineup and let some of these younger guys really get out there and play together, you know, and see what they have. I think that's what really gets the Spurs in trouble at times is they have a good defensive, let's say, five out there on the court, but they're just too slow to really keep up with the opposing team. And I saw that specifically against the New Orleans Pelicans. And if he goes with these lineups again that are just, you know, they just have nothing but bigs out there, they're not going to be able to keep pace with the Houston Rockets. So I can see why he does that, but, you know, we need to see something else out there if you're going to want to compete with a run-and-gun team like the Houston Rockets. So definitely he needs to, I think, mess with those lineups a little bit more and tweak them and give them more of a balance. You know, right now I've just seen a lot of unbalancing because of these bigs that he likes to go with, and that does not work.
For my final hope, that Spurs will do, and it's actually not necessarily a team thing, Joe. It's individual, and I want to see how DeJounte Murray plays against Westbrook and Harden if D'Antoni decides to play them. Now, D'Antoni could, you know, say, "Hey, Harden and Westbrook, you got the night off," and you know, pretty much hold his hand and not show his cards early to Popovich and the rest of the Spurs coaches that. But if those two do play, I want to see how Murray does against either or. And also, I want to see how White and Murray play against some of the better duos, at least in their position in the Western Conference. More so, not only just for Murray, for him to come back and get into the rhythm that he admitted that his confidence is high, that he is starting to get his groove back, so kudos to him. But White, if anybody, has been a little off this preseason. His shot's been off. He kind of came alive against the Pelicans, but we need to see him start rounding into form, Joe. The Spurs need him to be at peak performance come tip-off of the regular season. So a true test for not only for Murray and it's for White as well. How they're going to go against two better duos, you can't get better than that, than Westbrook and Harden. Now, he was Murray was asked about going up against the dynamic duo that the Rockets have right now, and he said that he's just ready to compete with anybody, that he'll take on the challenge. He's it doesn't matter who's wearing the jersey in front of him. He just wants to play. So he doesn't see beyond that simple names, Joe. I just want to see how he does against good talent and also how White responds to that kind of talent level, Joe.
Yeah, you know what I want to see? I want to see them sit out DeJounte Murray. If I remember correctly, this was the same scenario that played out last season where DeJounte went up and the Spurs played against the Houston Rockets and DeJounte tore his ACL.
I'm
not saying that that's going to happen, but I'm saying maybe they should give him some rest. You know, just sit out this one, get some rest, and let's let this one go by us first. Then we'll play you again on Friday, because the last thing we need is, to say, oh, DeJounte got hurt again. No, just keep him out of the game, man. Just Derek White, this is all you, man. Do your thing.
So not only did Joe Garcia call out San Antonio for loving their food, he also pretty much jinxed DeJounte Murray. Again, Two Shots Podcast on Twitter. Send him all your hate tweets, because Joe's going to be loving it after this show gets released. Joe, you ready for it?
I'm ready, man. I'm not saying anything bad. I said, hey, just keep him out. I don't want none of the bad juju to carry over. I just say, you know what, just let him get some rest. Let him get past this game. Then playing for the last preseason game on Friday, and it's all good, man. Because I know I'm going to be watching the game, and I'm going to have to light a candle. I'm going to have to prend a la vela, Jeff. I'm going to have to get something, man, for good luck for DeJounte. Maybe we can give him a necklace, man. The ojo de venado, you know, when they give you ojo. That's another Mexican stuff that we're talking about, man. When somebody gives you the evil eye, you have to put this necklace around you, that the eye of the deer, to help ward off the bad spirits, the bad juju.
You get on that, Joe, because you pretty much did it. We expect you to have that necklace. Joe, what is your final hope that you see out of your Spurs against the Rockets?
I just want to see them play a really, you know, consistent game, and hopefully this time they can go ahead and get the win. But, you know, it's going to take a complete overall team effort, and hopefully, you know, that these younger players have already seen at least these first three games together. Now they can maybe build upon that and realize some of the things that they did wrong and correct those mistakes and play a better game and come out with the win against the Houston Rockets. It's going to be good for morale moving forward.
Yeah, all in all, I think win or lose, I just want to see the Spurs progress. I want to see them take that next step as far as rounding into form. We saw it for our first half against the Pelicans, shot the ball well, minimized turnovers, kept in check Zion Williamson, but then, you know, we all know what happened. They lost the lead, and they lost in San Antonio. But at the end of the day, Joe, if they drop to 0-4, are you going to hit the panic button, or is you're still going to be nice and chill?
No, I'm going to be nice and chill, man. I'm not panicking until we go 0-4 and the regular season has already hit. Then I'll be like, okay. We might want to try to win a game, but I doubt if that happens. The Spurs will be just fine, you know, and we just got to be patient. We got to trust the process. There's no need to hit the panic button, guys. It's preseason. Y'all need to just chill out, man. Have a beer. Lay on the couch, you know. I mean, eat something, man. Eat some, you know, nachos or make something good, you know. Maybe go out and grill or something, you know. Make some fajitas.
Here we go. And when we get back, we're going to ask Joe what are his best toppings for nachos. Joe, you pretty much tempted everybody by mentioning nachos. What do you like on your nachos?
Oh, man, I just like, you know, I'm kind of traditional, man. I just like jalapenos, you know. I'll put some jalapenos on there. I'll put some, you know, I'll put some sour cream, maybe a little dollop of some guacamole, you know. And if it's available, I might put some Rotel on top of it as well, you know, for a little added spice. But that's about it, man. I like my nachos just kind of plain. I don't try to do anything, you know, extravagant to them. So I'm sure that Jeff's going to probably put, like, Kobe beef steak or something expensive on it. Like, I didn't get that kind of scratch on me, Jeff.
No. I wish I had that kind of scratch. I could put Kobe beef on my nachos. Do you like the nachos out of the AT&T Center?
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. They're all right. They're Rico's, man. So that's all I gotta say. You know, if you want some traditional real nachos, you all know where to go, and they don't pay us to say the name, so I'm not gonna dare say it. But there's a place in town where they have something called King Kong Nachos. You all know what's up with that if you're from San Antonio.
And if you're not, just Google it, and you'll see exactly what Joe is talking about. It's my turn to get a little hate. I'm not particularly fond of the AT&T Center nachos. I think it's not the cheese. The cheese is fine. It's the tortilla chip. I just feel like it's just lacking. It's not the cheese. It's the chip.
Chip ain't got no flavor, man.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, you know, maybe it's just my fault. I'm not dressing it as well as you do. But Spurs, Rockets later on tonight. That'll be game four of the preseason action. The Spurs still have one more game on their preseason slate before it's showtime against the Knicks at the AT&T Center to tip off the regular season, where Joe is going to just buy all the nachos when he goes there.
Hey, man, I could see like 20 people with the King Kong nachos, Joe.
And while you're booing Marcus Morris, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. You know what? Somebody, like, get a nacho chip and just throw it out there. Throw a jalapeno.
No, we're not advocating that, Joe. We're not advocating you to disrupt the game, Joe.
Come on now.
Joe, what did you do today, man? You're usually even keel, man. You got a little feisty right now.
Nah, I'm all good, man. This is just me having some fun. Maybe I'm delusional because I've had a lot of working hours today, so I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just high on life right now.
Well, let's go ahead and put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs because Joe, he's delusional. We don't have a delusional guest right now. Joe, where can everybody find you online? What do you do at Two Shots? Tell us everything that they need to know about you and how to find you.
Well, they can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even on YouTube. And it's all Two Shots Podcast, all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast. And you can also find me, of course, here because I am a regular contributor on Locked On Spurs. So make sure you subscribe to Two Shots. And also make sure you subscribe to Locked On Spurs. Me and Jeff always appreciate the support.
Yeah, Joe, you pretty much took away my thunder there. So what Joe said about subscribing to Locked On Spurs, but you can do that at iTunes, iHeart, Google Play, Stitcher. The Locked On Spurs show is there, as well as all other Locked On NBA shows you should subscribe to. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone and the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio, Fox29SanAntonio.com. By the time you're listening to this show, there's plenty of content out there from what DeMar Caro had to say about the 0-3 start to what Popovich had to say as far as when he was asked to his assessment of DeJounte Murray's return, at least in preseason action. It's all there at the Spurs Zone. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.